Here, Chekhov discusses the differences between anarcho-syndicalists in Ireland and the group he's involved in, the Workers' Solidarity Movement, which is anarcho-communist. Amongst their differences is their view of working-class unity and how to answer the national question.
They actually do have members. They're probably 50-50 in terms of their membership in the two communities. But they're very, very small is the problem. There may be 7 or 8 people. And so they don't really have any presence within. I mean, they'll have 7 or 8 people, but they're very removed from the sort of day-to-day struggles of the working class within both communities. And we see a big problem with the anarcho-syndicalists in Northern Ireland being that they really don't say very much about the national question. Like, they don't really have a position on the border. Their line is that they will try to build class unity, okay? And they won't talk about issues that will divide the working class. So they'll say, okay, if we take a position on the border and on the British presence, that will alienate Protestant workers. And so what we want to do is just deal with stuff that has to do with workplace. And unfortunately, we think that does not work, because the sectarianism and the divisions have always been used by the ruling class whenever it looks like there could be working class unity on, for example, a strike or something like that. They bang the drums, you know. The sectarianism is emphasised by the state and by the Orange Order, and that actually splits strikes very often. You know, it's happened numerous history that strikes have been split by emphasizing sectarianism during it. So we think that the problem with the anarcho-syndicalist approach is that they try to put off the discussion of the national question until after the social question, you know, the opposite of nationalism. Whereas we think you've got to deal with both at once.